BBC News with Julie Candler. Members of Nelson Mandela's family are holding an overnight vigil in the South African village of Kunu on the eve of his funeral. Mr. Mandela's coffin was handed to the family after being transported in a huge funeral cortege through crowds gathered at the roadside. Up to 5,000 guests are expected to attend the funeral, but only 400 will be allowed to the graveside. Mike Aldridge reports.
Nelson Mandela came home today after a final ceremonial send-off from an airbase near Pretoria, where his body had been lying in state. The military plane that brought him here to the town of Mthatha was received with formal ceremony too. But as the hearse containing Nelson Mandela's coffin, draped in the South African flag, set off for Kunu, where the funeral would take place, the people of the Eastern Cape took over to give him their send-off. A farewell for the local herdsboy who fought apartheid and became president, and who they saw as their own.
The spokesman for Archbishop Desmond Tutu has told the BBC that he will be attending Nelson Mandela's funeral after all. His representative said he would be travelling to Kunu early on Sunday in time for the event. Earlier, Desmond Tutu said he had not been invited. China has become only the third country to land a spacecraft on the moon. The Chang'e 3 module touched down, watched by millions of people on TV. It's the first moon landing in nearly 40 years. Damien Grammaticus reports.
Mission controllers watched as a quarter of a million miles away, China's lunar lander began its descent. China State Television broadcast live coverage using computer-generated images they said tracked the Chang'e 3's exact movements. The animations, at least, showed a perfect soft landing. Only two countries have achieved a similar lunar landing before, the United States and what was then the Soviet Union. Both were superpowers. On Sunday, a robotic rover will begin to explore the moon and look for minerals China could one day exploit.
A construction worker in Brazil has died after falling from the roof of a stadium being built for next year's Football World Cup. The man was working at the Manaus ground in the Amazon jungle. Here's Leonardo Rocha.
Marcleudo de Melo Ferreira fell from a height of 35 meters and died of his injuries in hospital. The circumstances of the accident are not clear. He is the fifth construction worker to die at venues being built for next year's World Cup. Building sites in Brazil have a bad safety record, and given the scale of the work being undertaken, the number of casualties is not unexpected. But this is a further setback for the Brazilian authorities. Six of the 12 stadiums that will be used for the tournament are not ready yet.
World News from the BBC. Tens of thousands of people have gathered in the Ukrainian capital Kiev to show support for President Viktor Yanukovych, who's been under pressure for refusing to sign a deal on closer integration with the European Union. Riot police separated his supporters from crowds of anti-government protesters. Earlier, Mr. Yanukovych suspended his deputy security chief and the mayor of Kiev for their alleged involvement in police violence against pro-EU protesters. Four people have been killed in a bomb blast on a bus in the Kenyan capital Nairobi. 36 people were injured. The roof of the vehicle was ripped off by the blast as it was heading to the city centre from the suburb of Eastleigh, home to thousands of ethnic Somalis. Benson Kibui is the Nairobi County Police Commander.
According to investigation, initial investigation, is that somebody might have entered in this minibus with an explosive. Either that person blew himself or herself, or the other angle that we are looking at is that an IED was planted by those people we are looking for.
Tunisian politicians have agreed on a new prime minister, Mehdi Jomar, after difficult negotiations between the ruling Islamist Ennahda party and the opposition. Mr. Mehdi will head a caretaker government until elections next year. The appointment is part of a deal that would see the moderate Islamists hand over power to end the political crisis caused by the assassination in July of a well-known opposition politician. The President of the Central African Republic, Michel Djotodia, says he's prepared to talk to Christian militias involved in sectarian violence across the country. He said they were not enemies, but brothers. The Central African Republic has fallen into chaos since rebels overthrew the previous president in March. BBC News.